What's up, Colts Nation? It's Colts fan Casey, and it's the second week I'm back on the prowl for the best tailgate in all of Colts land. And I'm here with Jerry with this very unique, very nice Colts bus, and you got a pretty cool setup over here. Tell us a little bit about your tailgate, how long you've been doing it, things along those lines.
Actually, a lot of us have been here since the Colts have been here. We've only had the bus for 5 years. As you notice, we've converted this school bus from a Greenwood school bus to our Colts bus. It's specially designed. We have some RV furniture. If you notice on the back, we have four beer taps. One of our owners with myself, he's a part restaurant owner. He owns the Oak and Barrel on the south side in Greenwood. So this is all his local beer here, and we have it on tap. We welcome everybody to come out and give us a little visit.
I saw you got a nice spread over there, almost catering style. What's going on with the food over there?
Yeah, as you'll notice, this is our tailgating style, Oak and Barrel style. We call ourselves the Brew Crew, and we don't mess around with burgers, broths, and so forth. As you see today, we're having shrimp cocktail, pot roast, dessert, and so forth. We've been known to have filet, crab legs, and things like that.
So we got the Brew Crew representing some Blue Crew down here just outside of Lucas Oil Stadium. We're going to have to check out the food, check out the bus, and we'll bring you more here on Colts.com.
Woo! They call it a cheese boulder. Got queso in the middle. It's fried, and you can never go wrong with anything fried. And it's got that nice marinara sauce on the outside.
Starting off with the food and spread, I think just because of the diversity, the originality, and just outside of the box thinking, I gotta give them a 5 on the spread. The shrimp cocktail was awesome. The meat boulder, the cheese boulders, never even heard of them, but they were delicious. And then finally, you got pot roast. What more could you ask for in a tailgate spread? Awesome. Coltsness, you know, they're decent on the Coltsness. I could use a little bit more energy, but obviously, you know, they brought it with the Colts bus. That's pretty impressive right there. I'm gonna give them a 3. On that overall impression, I'm going to go with the 4 because I think it's a great concept with the bus incorporated into it. You got the beer taps, you got a great food, the catering style spread, representing Oak and Barrel. Wonderful, wonderful job. Overall, let's see, I'll give them a 12. It'll be the final score for the Brew Crew.
Next stop was just west of Lucas Oil Stadium as we met up with the ultimate tailgate.
All right, what's up, Colts Nation? Colts fan Casey. Back here, back in the battlegrounds of tailgating, and I'm here, I got Matt and I got Jim with me. They got something special going on here. We've been doing it for a while. Tell us a little bit about it.
This is about our 5th year. We just moved to these, 8 spots right out here, right outside of the shadow of Lucas Oil Stadium.
Perfect.
We get 350 people a game. We got DirecTV. We got breakfast today. We serve duck. We serve lamb. Jim's our head cook with Mike. We just have a great time for the Colts.
Absolutely. So is there any theme or any message behind there other than them bleeding blue?
We've got a lot of great sponsors, Hoosier Park and our liquor distributors here in Indiana. We just believe in blue. We got a lot of friends that like to come. We invite a lot of our friends, and it's just a great event.
I had to give them some bonus points for Hoosier Mama being their official Bloody Mary as well.
The ultimate tailgate. So speaking of ultimate tailgate, you got to have food involved with that. That's my favorite part of tailgating is food. Saw a lot of stuff going on over here, some unique techniques. Talk a little bit about the food today.
Well, today we've got biscuits and gravy, we've got egg casserole, omelets to order, smoked corned beef hash, just a cornucopia of food. Last week we served Culver duck breast and duck sausage, and we've got a menu planned out for the whole season. Next game we're going to do... In honor of beating the Packers, we're going to go ahead and do beer cheese soup and brats.
And it's beautiful weather out here, a beautiful setup. I love the food. Now, you said smoked corned beef hash?
Smoked corned beef hash, yeah. You smoke a corned beef and then grind it up and put the potatoes in and onions. And talk to Mike. Mike's got it going on right there right now. He's got a whole big tray of it. Working great.
Absolutely. Looks good. Well, thanks again. We got the ultimate tailgate entered in for the tailgate of the year contest up against the Brew Crew. We'll see what happens, see how things unfold on Colts.com.
Now, I'm stupid excited for their smoked corned beef hash. I've made a few different types of corned beef hash myself, but I've never heard of it being smoked. So it's something I'm really looking forward to.
Alrighty, so this corned beef hash, it's smoked corned beef hash, and I've never had smoked corned beef hash, but it's absolutely delicious, and you can definitely taste the smokiness coming through. Great mix of potatoes. You can see him cooking on that flat iron skillet over there. Awesome technique, awesome preparation. This tailgate's pretty impressive, I'm telling you right now.
So the ultimate tailgate,
they know how to do it. I have to give them a 5 overall on the food and spread. I mean, biscuits and gravy, egg casserole, the smoked corned beef hash. I mean, they brought their A game, absolutely. Coltsness, it was pretty high. Wasn't as high as I have seen this far, so I'm going to go ahead and give them a 4. Overall impression, I'm going to have to go with a 5. I didn't think I was going to give it out in week 2, but I had to. They deserved it. The ultimate tailgate might be the closest you will get to the best tailgate in all of Colts land. Final score, 14. Colts fan, Casey. Does everybody want some? Yeah.